You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net. Keep the site and all of our great shows going and get some terrific bonus content as well. Okay, so I did look at this trailer on our Breakfast Club news show recently, and I remember saying, well, I'm never going to see that, so what difference does it make? Well, guess what, guys? I saw it. We're talking about the movie Little, written and directed by Tina Golden.
Co-written
by. Thank you, Mr. Technicality over here. That was George, Mr. Technicality himself. If this was American Gods, you would be the god of technicality.
I guess so.
And then Alan.
Hello.
I don't know what you're the god of.
Everything else.
Everything else? That's not fair.
I'm god of carbs.
I'm pretty powerful over here, I gotta say.
You just control it all. I get cats, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's just for me. All right, so the Little
musical?
No.
Oh, come on. You know you love Rum Tum Tugger?
No, that was clearly written by a dog.
I'm going to see it, actually, like, next month.
They're making a movie of it now, much to my chagrin.
Tom Hooper.
Much to my chagrin.
Director of Les Miserables. Mm. How is he going to...
I like Les Miserables. I just don't like Andrew Lloyd Webber. Anyway.
I love the musical. Yeah, I don't like Andrew Lloyd Webber.
I'm not a fan. Anyway, Little is the latest... it's not technically a body switching comedy, but even if it's, I mean, I guess it is. When you think body switching comedy, you think two people switching bodies here. And this is more the Tom Hanks big, which is pretty much exactly the same formula.
Yeah, I was really like waiting for this to tie into the big universe, and it doesn't. I thought it was just like prequel or something.
Right. If only.
Oh man. Not to be a spoiler alert, but there's like an investor type thing happens early in. And that was Tom Hanks and he strolled on in.
Yeah.
That would have been fucking tight.
I'm sorry.
And if they called him Josh.
Yeah. I totally would be in on a big sequel, though, where it's now Tom Hanks' age and he gets put into the body of the little boy.
Yeah.
And
great,
has to do it. I'd be like, I would watch that just because I love the original film so much.
And I guess we kind of watched a prototype version of this.
And Shazam.
And Shazam,
yeah. I haven't seen Shazam.
Oh, it's big with superheroes. Yeah. But this is like the big but little. It's the reverse, where there's somebody who is fully grown. Here it's Regina Hall, mm-hmm. who gets cursed by a young, what do they call it, Chocolate Hogwarts was the term.
Yeah, I think she used.
Yeah. A little African-American girl to be little, and she turns back into the version we see early on in the film when she was 13 years old, played by Marseille Martin, who apparently is turning into a big star in her own right on the show Blackish. Mm-hmm. She's a big hit on there, and she is apparently now the youngest person ever in history to produce a wide-release Hollywood film.
Yeah, she got an executive producer credit on this.
It was her pitch, right? This idea originally? It was her pitch, and because of that, I think she has like a development deal with them and is the youngest EP ever on a movie.
That's
pretty
crazy.
Wild, yeah.
A Hollywood produced movie, yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
The upshot is she ends up turning back into her younger self, where we see when she was younger, she had a humiliating experience and decided that she was done being bullied. She was going to get big and be the one to do the bullying, which, as we've seen, is exactly what happened. She turned into the take no shit, but very rich. Regina Hall runs a tech company and is very mean to everyone around her, including her assistant, April, played by the wonderful Issa Rae, who you might know by her very popular television show on HBO. Oh my God, what is the name
Insecure?
Of it? Insecure. Yeah. Thank you very much. And also the YouTube web series Awkward Black Girl, which was quite popular. Mm-hmm. But you've got three really talented actresses working in this film.
Yeah.
And as the story goes along, she turns back into Marseille Martin, and she's trapped in the body of this little girl. She's like, oh, what am I going to do? She's like, April, you're my assistant. You have to help me. All right. We've seen this formula. This is nothing particularly startling or new happening here. But I think ultimately the thing that cripples this film the most is that you would think with a movie that had been essentially remade so many goddamn times. I mean, Jesus, there's a ton of them. That you could at least understand the basics of writing the script to get it to all the places that it needs to go. Or at the very least, something that is this determined to stick close to the tropes needs to go. But it's the laziest example of genre screenwriting I've seen in I don't know how long. They literally just skip past the transfer moments to get from one sequence to another at points. I was even talking to someone else in the parking lot. It was like, did I miss a scene missing slide at points? And I was like, I said the exact same thing.
Yeah, it's really weird. Like you're saying, there are plenty of blueprints for this type of story. And even if... And the thing is, the first act of this movie, I thought was, like, pretty strong. Like, the jokes... Regina Hall essentially playing, like, a cartoon villain.
Yeah.
This, like... But it's, like, really fun to watch. She's really good at it. Issa Rae plays... The chemistry is really good. It's like, oh, yeah, this might be good. Like, if this follows a strict formula, but the jokes of this, like, kind of level and the performance is good, I'm going
to
be into
it.
And
even then, they're giving little moments to kind of humanize Regina Hall a little bit. Where you're like, there's a sequence where the guy who she's been sleeping with is still in her house. And she's like, oh, no, you need to go. And you see that point where he's able to crack that shell a little bit and mm-hmm. show the part of her that actually is kind of fun.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, so there is a human hiding in there somewhere.
Yeah, and it teases that. And it's like, oh, this might be like, you know, if it follows this formula, it's going to be entertaining. Stars are going to be doing superstar stuff. It's going to be funny. And then it just – I've never seen a movie like not stick to like the most formulaic – like usually you complain about a movie being so formulaic. And this movie is. It just doesn't do it well.
Yeah.
Like it just stumbles through it.
Or the most like we said, the most easy – you would think easy to get to points if you're sticking to that formula really closely, which it is. And it just felt like someone snipped all these moments out of the film so that they just don't – those moments, you feel awkward watching them. There's even – and this isn't one of those traditional moments in this specific genre, but we've seen it in others where Issa Rae and Marseille Martin are in this restaurant and dancing on tables and singing along to like the music playing and surprising people and shocking them in there. And it goes from them just sitting at a table to that suddenly happening.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait, what just happened? Did they edit
a second,
out?
But then you go with it.
That's
the thing is like, I was saying that scene within itself is entertaining because they're both like, it's funny, but the cut from them doing that is just like, wait, what happened? And then like, as it goes, it's like,
so abrupt.
All right, I guess we'll do this. And then it just ends really abruptly, too. It's really strange.
Yeah,
there's
a lot of stuff like that in this movie, and a lack of emotional beats that have any sort of real genuineness to them, because it feels like it just doesn't want to spend the time to earn any of those beats at all. It just mm-hmm. wants to skip right next to... It's like they had a timer on per page sitting next to him while she was writing it. And it's like, no, we're out of time. It's just got to go to this next thing now.
I don't necessarily agree with it, but I do agree that it doesn't completely work from that standpoint as far as, you know, getting us where we need to go as an audience. I think the biggest strength of this is that we like the characters so much and we like the actors so much, and that it's legitimately funny. Like, even when it's faltering at just a fundamental story level, it's working at a humor level, so we go with it.
Yeah, see, I'm
points.
I'm like right there with you, just like slightly on the other side of it. Mm-hmm. Like, I think the humor carries it so much, but then eventually it starts to crumble under the weight of the way it's told. Mm-hmm. And like, even parts that would be funny, like earlier on, it's like the stumbles that it's having plot wise. Like I think I was saying this to two guys, and we were like laughing and like going with it. And by the third act, like the same type of jokes and landing it were just like, not landing
There are some funny set pieces here, and there's some funny ideas that never get as fully explored as you hope they're going mm-hmm. to. And there's some curiously underused actors, like Tone Bell, who is very funny, has a role in here as sort of a friend who's encouraging Issa Rae's character, who works at the same mm-hmm. company. And you're like, this guy's always really funny when he's in stuff. Mm-hmm. They just give him almost nothing to do. Even though he's actually on screen a decent amount, you're like, he gets nothing? Okay.
I mean, and he threw out some light. He's funny, but it's just like, it's underutilized. There's kind of a lot of that. There's a whole scene with like a very hot teacher where they kind of set it up to be like, this is going to be a thing. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's one of the issues. There's like, this movie goes down a lot of roads. There's a side, the B plot is Regina Hall has to go to school as her young self, and she makes friends with all these like, what do you call them? Like outcast misfits in the school.
Right. She's forced into that position.
Kind of none of the stuff in the school works. Like none of the young stuff works at all.
You're rooting for it.
It's like there. But that's like a whole other movie. But then you also have the Easter egg coming to your own movie. And then you have the friction of her running this company as a child. And it's like these three different movies, and none of them gets enough time to really breathe and follow those like plot points that would lead to a formulaic but satisfying story.
Yeah, as good as Marseille Martin is, and she really is, she's a talent to watch, no question. She feels like the mind of an adult in the body of a child, mm-hmm. like down to her slightest like eye motion.
Yeah.
But the movie kind of abandons Issa Rae for large portions of it, and it's a shame because she is so enormously talented. Mm-hmm. And when she's together with Marseille Martin, they actually make a great team on screen.
Yeah, that's the best stuff in the movie is them two with each other.
Yeah.
And a lot of the movie separates them, which is a huge mistake.
Yeah, and don't even spend but so much time with Issa Rae, who's got her own subplot where she's got like this idea she wants to get working for the company, even though she's just assistant. She's like, I have this idea for a thing, but I'm too scared to do it. The movie kind of dances around it and even has like the weirdest sort of like we couldn't be bothered deus ex machina ending to it.
Yeah, and the thing is with her, I guess I won't give it away because the movie kind of treats it like a thing, but her app that she's trying to sell is very plot convenient for what this movie is.
Yeah.
And you think the moment that her boss turned into a child, she'd be like, oh shit, this is exactly what I was gonna, like, you know, she just
what I was missing in
my life. And it's,
there's a point that's a weird choice. See it with these, like, high tech graphics, and you're like, did you just do this in the last 2 days? Because all this is shit that happened in the movie.
Yeah, it's, yeah, exactly. It's a weird shit like that in the movie is this, it's frustrating because you can see how if you cut away some of these B plots and, like, kind of streamline this thing, like, maybe three more passes, maybe just one more pass on the script. Like, this thing could have been a very fun, like, and people in the audience were, like, laughing at the stuff that was funny. It's like, you just wish it was a little cleaner. It was, like, a little streamlined, and it could have been a
lot
fun
cleaner.
Yeah. I definitely had fun, and, you know.
You were laughing harder than the whole row of, like, black ladies sitting behind us. This guy over here, go. He was rolling in the aisles. I'm like, it's not that funny, George. Come on.
Yeah, well, it was that funny.
I'm just teasing.
Yeah, I'm there with, like, that first act, like, honestly, up until the point where she turns to a child or to a younger self,
yeah.
I was like in. I was all in. I was like, this is good.
Well, for one thing, Regina Hall is so talented and funny, mm-hmm. and she doesn't always make choices for films that are, well, quite frankly, directed at me even in the slightest way. But mm-hmm. when I've seen her in stuff that I've liked her in, she's been one of the strongest parts of it. She's perfect for this part. Mm-hmm. She's really funny when in that first act or first half of the first act.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
And you miss her. When she's gone,
yeah.
You're like, damn it. I was really hoping we would get a longer period of Regina Hall.
For sure.
Here. But like I said, not to take away from the others. By the way, that handsome teacher was Justin Hartley, who for you geeks out there was the original Green Arrow from Smallville. Just saying.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was like, I said, and he played Oliver Queen, Green Arrow. I was like, no, he didn't. Oh, wait, on Small. Yeah, it is a shame because there are some points and that I agree with you, George, mm-hmm. on the whole. There are parts that I was genuinely laughing. And even a lot of those were like, okay, this could have been better edited and put together. But it's like I kept saying to myself in my head, this cast is so talented that they managed to scrabble out some genuinely funny moments out of a really mediocre substandard script.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are points where I'm even thinking about the words, what they look like and sound like on the page, and go, that is not in and of itself funny. Mm-hmm. But that actress just made it funny.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. I'm very mixed about this, but serious finger wagging at the scriptwriter.
Yeah.
And the editor.
It's weird to see a movie that's working so hard against the stars. Like, yeah. Because I totally agree with it. They really elevate it. Every single scene that your main three are in, especially Issa Rae and, what's the young girl's name? I forget her name.
Marseille Martin.
Yeah. Like, every time they're seen, they're really magnetic and charming, and you're rooting for them. And then you hear, like, the things that they're having to, like, do and say, and just, like, ugh. it's a struggle the whole time, because it's not as if their performances are bad. It's just everything that they're saying is kind of silly.
Just okay.
Or, yeah, I don't know.
And even the side
very
characters.
Very perfunctory.
Like, the guy who plays the boyfriend, Regina Hall, mm-hmm. has so much energy, and he's so much fun to watch. And yeah. I was like, I really kind of want to see more with this guy. He is just making the most out of it. He has a scene where he's trying to do a seductive dance that is genuinely really funny.
He gets
how to do physical comedy. I'm like, wow, that guy is great. But it feels like he's just there.
And even his character motivation, like...
He's working so hard to be noticeable and doing a great job of it, but the script only calls for him to be hunky guy on screen, you know?
Which, yeah, and there's like some weird motivation for him. Like, his reaction to when he sees the young girl in the home, he thinks it's Regina Hall's daughter, and then he's just like, oh, yes. But then, like, it's just like, what? Where is this coming from? It's because he's such a thin character.
Yeah.
And like, that seems just like, honestly, it's supposed to be like nice and charming, but he seems like kind of a psychopath.
Yeah.
Like, you read it to me, it's like, that's a weird reaction.
It's one of those things you got.
As a stepdad, I don't really think the reaction's that weird.
Well, I mean, it's like, she hasn't given him
your reaction?
Anything.
You've been dating someone for a while and you really like them, and then suddenly they drop on you that they actually have a kid. Your first reaction is probably not, oh, fuck, yes!
Especially when the mom's not there.
But I think, you know, because, like, he felt like there's been this mystery, like, why is she so afraid to open up? There's something. And if the solution to that mystery is, oh, she's been a secret single mom this entire time, and afraid to let me in.
It's not me.
And now I'm being let into it. That's awesome. I passed the test, and I've solved the mystery.
You're right.
That's great.
That makes sense. But I would say, like, you're giving a little like more credit to the movie. Like, that makes sense the way you said it, but the movie doesn't really let us see that. You know what I mean?
It's
kind of thrown away. It's like such a brief period of time.
Yeah.
Like, everything with this movie, there's like a lot of things trying to go on, and everything's not giving enough time for it to breathe. And like, because that happens so quickly and disappears, and then he comes back, and then he disappears again for the whole
thing. There are a few moments where I'm like, I'm not sure I'm following what's going on here. But other times, it's just like, I'm with you. Let's move on.
It's a sign. I think it's a sign of a very promising actor when they can take a role that's this thin and make you notice them. I was listening to an interview recently with elder actress Lynn Shay, who probably most people know from like the Insidious movies or what have you.
Yeah.
She was saying early in her career, she was in a Jack Nicholson movie called Going South, which I've actually never seen. I probably should
make I've seen the poster where he's got like a noose.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I remember it was on HBO when I was a kid. I wasn't allowed to watch it. But she was like just an extra, like a whore in the town, and they had given her a parasol. And apparently she did something like spent hours working out what to do that wasn't outrageous, but really noticeable that she would stand out on screen. And it was so much, they ended up giving her title credits.
Oh.
Yeah. It was like, with Lynn Shay.
Oh, wow.
And it was like, whoa, that's crazy. Because they were really impressed. They were like, oh, that was really cool. And sometimes as an actor, that's just it. You got to find that way to go not so over the top that they have to cut you out of the fucking film.
You don't want to steal scenes, but you do want to own scenes.
Exactly. And I think that guy did great, although Wikipedia does not list his name, so I don't have it right in front of me there.
It's a mystery lost to time. Sorry, we'll never know.
Actor. He's lost. Everyone's like, man, if only Wikipedia had put my name on there, I'd be famous now. Anyway, well, let's go to final thoughts. George, get us started.
I really enjoyed this. You know, it doesn't completely work. I feel like the story problems keep this from being a truly great, like, all-time classic that people are going to revisit and that sort of thing. But this is definitely a good time. People are going to, like, you know, discover it and enjoy it. And it's going to have some decent word of mouth as far as this is a fun movie. I mean, the cast is all great. I feel like the writers are good with punchlines and they're good with scenarios, but they just can't nail the overall story. And that's okay. I wish it was stronger, but overall I would give this 7 out of 10 carbs.
Okay. What about you, Alan?
Yeah, I am a lot lower. I almost wonder, like, maybe it all was just, like, all punch up and punch lines, but this, like, the bones of this thing are so shabby and malnourished. Like, it needs more calcium on it. Like, I did enjoy, like, I was, like, charmed by it right off the bat. But, like, the shabbiness of the script is, like, weighing my charm so much. Like, it went all the way down to this, like, I could not wait to kind of get up and get out of there. Like, sure. The ending gets dragged, and I was like, and the real issue is, like, it is, as it goes along, it gets, like, a little shakier and shakier. As the movie proceeds, by the time we get to the third act, it's like, all of a sudden, she's had a change of heart. All of a sudden, like, things are moving really quickly, and there's this dance thing, and there's this, like, we're done. And then the movie takes, like, another 5 minutes to actually be done. It kind of prolongs it out, which is just one of the most frustrating. It was frustrating. It was hard.
It was very Return of the King.
Yeah.
It was very AI.
It really did, like, it gave you, like, two false endings, maybe three.
No, and I don't know, but
at least two false endings. I mean, there was a 3 months later in this movie.
That felt like a reshoot, I will say.
Well, it takes a while to get to the Silverlands, so.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just.
Or it's Silver Lake in the case of this movie.
It's just a rough. This is a rough one, which is a shame because I like all the stars in it. And yeah, I was not into it. I'm going to go 4 out of 10 trailer donuts.
Yeah, you're right. There's nowhere near enough hobbits or elves in this film for my taste. That was the first thing I thought. I was like, I don't understand. It was like, is this Isengard? Where is this? I have no idea. I think I got off track. Anyway, little is indeed kind of little overall. It is forgettable, but it is an audience pleaser. It's definitely directed more towards a female audience, which is evinced by, if no other thing, the fact that there's enormous amounts of stunning eye candy for the ladies in here. There's some guys in here that are so incredibly good looking that even I was like, damn, man, yeah. Strut that
stuff. Dance scene is both funny and like, that's one of the best shots when he's dancing and the reactions of Issa Rae. But she's just like, it's really good. It's funny.
Yeah.
It's
good stuff. But man, what a talented cast here. All three of these female leads are terrific, and I would actually be interested in seeing them work together again, as long as maybe somebody else was writing the script, or at the very least editing it.
At least a third person who's good with story.
Yeah,
you know, and maybe the production was rushed or something. I don't know how that's possible, but I don't know. Like, it feels very rushed.
It does. It feels extremely rushed, which is weird because this director and co-screenwriter made some really good movies before, like Drumline, which is excellent.
Yeah, love Drumline.
Yeah, exactly. Although she also wrote What Men Want, so I don't know.
That's a recent weirdo one.
I did not see it, but I heard, it's as bad as you imagined it would be. Another Regina Hall film, I believe. Yeah. But it drives me crazy when actors that are this good deserve something much better material. I mean, I'm not going to throw it down to the level of a Tyler Perry movie, which is always filled with great actors who I'm like, oh my God, I hate the fact that you have to be in Tyler Perry movies because these are not good. This is better than that. But, oh my God, how hard is it to write this type of script? Mm-hmm. It really is. It's frustrating because it's a little embarrassing how badly they screw up that level of it. But it is kind of funny. So overall, I kind of fell right in the middle on this one. It's nothing I'm ever going to revisit again for sure, but I'm not going to throw it under the bus completely. I'm going to give it 5.5 out of 10 shoes that even I had to admit were pretty awesome. There's a lot of good shoes in this
area. Yeah, they're rocking them.
I can't take my wife to see this because she'll be like, oh, get me those for Christmas. I'll be like, no.
$10,000?
Yeah, exactly. I'm pretty sure there wasn't a shoe in here we can find at Payless or Target. So, no.
Payless is out of business now.
So. Well, you know, that's probably because they didn't shop for this movie at it.
Couldn't I don't find it in prison labor.